a 500 acres it is now. But it wouldn't be a ranch, it'd just be a farm in Mississippi. But Texas, you could have a 500 acre ranch.
Yeah. You didn't use the expression right smart. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Right smart.
Right smart. Well, it's pretty smart. I'd say you're right smart, now define your own self.
Well, do you ever hear folks talk about a right smart land? Or?
Yeah, that means right. If it's land, it's a lot of land. You know, he's got right smart. It could be 16 acres or it could be 600.
It rained right smart?
Uh-huh. Then could have been 2 inches or could have been...
But you never use that, right?
Yeah, I do. I use right smart.
Okay. Somebody was leaving your house and you enjoyed their visit, you'd say?
Hurry back.
Come
again. Come sooner. I'd say hurry back. If they look like they enjoyed me and my fellowship or companionship or what have you, and I'd say hurry back. But if they didn't, well, I'd say I'm very glad you came, and I'd mean it. And I could say very glad to see you go too. But of course we wouldn't, would we?
Then on Christmas, what did you say to folks?
Merry Christmas.
And
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and what?
Then what did you say to folks on, if you, by way of appreciation to them?
For anything?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of ways to say it. You can do something for them and say, you just don't know how much I appreciate you. And I tell my friends who pick me up and bring me home, I said, if anything I can do for you in the time, call me, because I sure do appreciate you bringing me home. I have a lot of them. Richard will take me to town. They say, well, if he's busy, I'll take you home. And if they bring me home. I said, I'm just so glad. He said, well, it was just a pleasure to us. I said, well, it sure was a help to me.
Then somebody who didn't want to accept the favor of other folks, they'd say he was, he didn't want to be, what to them?
Any trouble.
Okay. Now, you go into town to do your...
Shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and he put the purchase in it and he...
Wrapped it.
Okay, when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
If he had to sell something for, say, $2 that he paid $2.50 for, he was selling it
at a loss.
And now, did you ever belong to any clubs or anything like that?
Oh,
yeah. What were they?
Well, I belong to two now. Do you know anything about the AARP, the American
Retired Persons? Yeah, yeah, that's a very...
We've got the oldest and the best one in Mississippi. I belong right here in Starkville. I belong to that, which we have a membership of about 160, I believe now. And we have the first charter of it in the state of Mississippi. Our charter is the oldest one in the state of Mississippi.
Yes. You have to pay your monthly?
No, it's $3 a year for national, $1 and $2 a year for home, local. $2 a year for local. We have a meeting every month, and it's a good club, and we have a lot of fun and fellowship, and we meet at our First Baptist Church. Then I belong to another club, ALLL. I was the first president of it, the First Baptist Church in Starkville. I helped organize it. One of our associate pastors organized it, I reckon, about 7-8 years ago. I was kind of surrounded into being... I was corralled into being the president. And they said, told me I had a gift of gab. You know, you heard that? All right. And it is live long and like it. All retired. And honey, we had the best time. We started with 15 members. And you know how many we have now? 70. In about 6 years. And we have the best time. And then that's where we go on the trip.